Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Paulson Anderson with us. 420 is Saturday this year, and I'm reading again. And I don't hear, this is the one they pretty much go with now. Traced back to 1971 when a group of high schoolers in San Rafael, California, known as the Waldos, agreed to meet at 420 with a map in hand to search for a plot of marijuana plants. So that's a different one. And they obviously started to get high. But I don't remember the word 420 at all, Todd, when you and I were in high school or college. But it says the notion of 420 as a counterculture celebration became a thing in the 90s when a group of Grateful Dead fans posted flyers in Oakland, California, urging fans to light up on April 20th. So that's probably where the celebration started.
Yeah, I've heard any number of origin stories.
Right. Yeah, because when I was growing up in high school, it was already a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For you it would have been. Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. 15 stoner movies. Now, these are not necessarily movies. A lot of these feature some weed, but they tell you why. If you need to toke a stoner wisdom, Big Lebowski. All right.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to have your mind completely blown, I'm guessing Annihilation. Anybody seen that?
No.
Annihilation?
No. Who's
2023
that?
Netflix movie out right now. It's a thriller with a, I don't know, but apparently you get scared watching, I guess, all right? Something called, if you're getting high with your friends, something called Broad City. I don't know what that's about. Here it is. If you want to see how much attitudes about marijuana have changed, unless it's Lincoln, Nebraska in the house there, Reefer Madness. Anybody that's never seen Reefer Madness, you got to watch it. 1930-something.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Total propaganda film.
I love it when they smoke weed and then that guy plays the piano until his fingers
really
bleed,
fast,
basically.
And their eyes are freaking out. After 1930s production. Yep.
Somebody posted a picture from the Reefer Madness era it was one of the unofficial fan pages on Facebook. And it said, naked chick, but she's got her butt covered up by the bell of a French horn. The guy is playing a French horn into her ass.
In the movie? Right.
I've
not
seen
remember
that image.
That.
Just on the picture.
Oh,
just the image.
All this stuff is
on it almost looks like she's farting into it.
It was all brought on by Reefer, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the fact that they made, for some reason, that Reefer Madness is so funny because it's exact opposite what happens to people. Everybody just looks like they're on meth.
Yeah, dude, or like PCP.
They're jacked. Yeah. PCP, they're jacked up, right? They're freaking out. I'm thinking, that's not weed at all. Weed's
far
the exact
too
opposite.
Energetic
man.
For being full of weed.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
Yeah, could you imagine even just if that's what it did? Like you smoke weed, and then all of a sudden you're just like you
know
play the piano like a maniac.
There's many state legislators.
Yeah.
Oh well, this must be true.
But in the 70s,
I saw a picture of a guy playing a French horn into a young woman's ass.
Yeah. It took
and
this
he only
long.
Did that because of the reefer.
And then the parents find the French horn under the kid's bed. Oh, no.
But the 1970s Reefer Madness came to be seen as a case of a case study of everything pot opponents got wrong. Of course, they got it wrong. But these assholes are still fighting it. If you want a classic with your chronic, Up and Smoke, of course, Cheech and Chong's the best. Up and Smoke's probably the best one they did. Love that movie. Have you guys watched Up and Smoke at all, ever?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You younger guys? Okay. All right.
I just saw that those guys did Burt's podcast, the one.
Oh, Cheech and Chong did it?
Both Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, together, the Something's Burning, the one where he's in the kitchen cooking.
Right.
He's got them sitting there while he's cooking.
Oh, they did that show. Okay, got it.
Yeah, doing it with Cheech and Chong.
Is that Up and Smoke where he's following the dog around with a baggie? and talking about smoking some Labrador.
Yeah, right, right.
I think that's up in smoke.
Yeah, is that the one where they roll the gigantic joint in the vehicle where it's just huge, like the size of like a paper towel roll?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think up in smoke is also the one where they're sitting in the van in the median and they think they're driving.
Yeah, that's when they light up the big joint. Yeah.
And of course, we've met Chong a bunch of times. Great dude.
I've had Cheech on the phone.
Yeah, we had Cheech on the phone.
Yeah, we never met him in person, though.
No, Chong was in the studio a bunch of times with us. We got, I always liked how they did this because they didn't show weed because of probably standards, but the 70s show nailed it. Sitting around a basement, everybody high. I love that show. And that, so if you want to watch old 70s shows and you can get past Hyde being a rapist. Okay.
And they kept that bit going for that 90s show. I watched a couple episodes of that when it came out on Netflix. Right. And they did keep that bit going.
Kids have been getting high in basements for decades.
They have been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't recall a lot of pot smoking in Fast Times.
Yeah, it's Piccoli, they say. He's high. But that's Fast Times is next.
Is Pineapple Express on this list?
Pineapple Express is a funny movie, man.
Oh, dude, that movie is really funny.
The list I'm looking at includes, this was Doug Benson. Remember, he kind of gave an answer to, who's the, Morgan Spurlock's Super Size Me.
Yeah.
He did Super High Me.
Yeah.
This is what we talked about, Nick, before on the show a lot. We started talking about stuff that you have to contemplate. We always say, let's get high. If you want to contemplate the universe while high, Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. How high are you going
to
be?
See, I'm not drawn to stuff like
that's
when I'm I'll watch, like, you know, National Geographic's Nazi megastructures. And these guys were brutal.
Like, total pot-themed movies.
That's big.
You got to go with something like half-baked.
That's what I was going to say.
It's coming up, Todd. It's coming up here. Days Confused. Yep. A lot of weed in that.
Yeah.
Half-Baked. Chappelle's Half-Baked was an amazing movie. Friday, the movie Friday.
Yeah,
by Felicia.
That's one of the best weed scenes ever when he looks out. He's like, do I look high? And like brushes off his shoulders, his shirt.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Of course, they're stoned in that. Yeah.
All three of those. Was it three of those they did? Or four?
Apparently supposed to watch Mickey Mouse in Fantasia.
Oh, I hate that movie. I went to that movie when I was a kid, and they don't even talk. I thought I was being tortured.
They put that out as a theatrical release when we were in college. And, of course, my friend and I went and got high and watched
Fantasia.
That,
no. Yeah, it's on Disney Plus right now.
Yeah.
You get high and watch Fantasia. Man.
Not too late to try.
All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's 420 on Saturday this year.
Yeah, I've got another one here that they mentioned. Jay and Silent Bob.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big stoner movie.
Yeah. Did you guys go out since it was big in high school? Austin was, 420 outside of Miller's South getting stoned, you and Adam.
Yeah, dude. Listen.
Was it at 420 that day? Did you do it on 420 that day? Or was it 420? Like, it's 420 every day, man.
Dude, we woke up on 420 at 420 in the morning at my buddy's house.
Did you really?
I swear.
On purpose?
Catch both of them? Yeah. And then stayed up and took a bunch of bong rips. But Adam's parents had a minivan that had the tube television and the VCR in it.
Oh.
And we used to sit in there and hotbox it and watch Half-Baked.
list I have here mentions
in the parking lot of Miller South.
Yeah,
Miller South loves the pub you guys give them. You know,
lots of weed references.
Adam Devine,
great education
Nick Allen.
In the movie Ted.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Ted is, and there's cocaine use in Ted too, which is hilarious, man.
Yeah, they also
we start a restaurant, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Fear
yeah.
and Loathing in Las Vegas, but yeah, that's multiple drugs.
Yeah, that's a whole suitcase
that's,
full.
Yeah,
of
that's
a
not
briefcase.
Weed
ether. It's almost ether too, in the carpeting.
It's yeah. almost too weird for me, that movie. Just the way the that it's filmed, and like,
I hate to say the book
it
is better.
Makes me
I love
dizzy.
The book.
Yeah.
I love the book. You know.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's like, I'm going to just play this as weird as possible.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
role he's ever taken.
Well,
all right. hold on. Yeah. You mentioned Ted.
Oh, hey, listen, try this. I told my weed guy to step it up, and he gave me that.
Step it up.
What is this?
It's called Mind Rape. It's actually pretty mellow.
It doesn't sound very mellow.
Well, he only had three other batches. Gorilla Panic, They're Coming, and something called This Is Permanent. Come on, spark it up.
And then the follow-up in Ted 2.
That weed is really good. Reminds me of the strain I smoked last summer called Here Comes Autism.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's sort of like this other batch we had called How Long Has That Van Been There?
No, it's this new strain my dealer gave me called Help Me Get Home.
Those are great bits.
I love This Is Permanent.
This Is Permanent.
And I believe they referenced that bit in the show, too.
They do.
When they go into the like they go to buy weed and he comes out and he only had this one the only other choices were this and this.
That series is great. I'm sure it's going to come back for another season, but it's great, man.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
It got great reviews.
It was super funny.
Yeah,
is this
Ted
our
series.
Zach that sent the email about?
No, I don't
smoke?
Think so. You know other movies.
Oh yeah, because it doesn't have a weird enough email address.
Yeah,
if it were our Zach. It would be a really weird email address. But then Up in Smoke, apparently, snort some Ajax. I don't
Ajax,
recall that.
Really? I haven't seen Up in Smoke in years. But.
Zach Peterson has a very professional email address, but then his website you can access by going to museumoftheuglyfathers.com.
Right.
Oh, Super Troopers is on this list I'm looking at.
Sure.
That's probably the best opening of a comedy movie of all time.
Yeah.
Super Troopers?
Yeah, the first 10 minutes. But you know what's good? The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that good?
Oh, dude, I watched that movie when I lived in California every night. Yeah, it's just good. It's interesting. They find an island.
I saw that.
Goes wrong, but
then people come after him, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And the Method Man and Red Man classic, How High.
How High,
which also starred Fred Willard. Which
on
was,
this show.
That's right.
That was when we asked him.
I asked Fred Willard how much pot was on that set. He goes, A lot. You couldn't even get me, I couldn't get the question out. How much pot was on the set of A lot? Yeah.
R.I.P. Fred.
It's like PTSD.
He was great.
He was so
one
good
of the best.
With us. Yeah,
he had probably the best tweet ever. When he got busted over the summer in that porn theater.
Oh,
His only response to that was tweeting in July, Merry Christmas. That's it.
Because he wasn't the host of a kids show.
Pee-wee
Yes.
That's it. That's it. And it wasn't Fantasia.
Was great when he came out of exile, because I think it was on some MTV Music Awards or movie awards show.
Heard any good jokes lately?
Yeah, he just walked up to the podium and said, heard any good jokes lately?
Yeah. There's no other way but to lean into it.
But then it was weird that like later on he got actually busted for tons of like child porn. Remember that?
Did he?
Yeah.
He
got arrested. They confiscated like just tons, like so many videotapes from
everybody's
his house.
Afraid to Google child porn.
Yes, I don't even want to put Paul Rubens child porn.
Well, just put, you know, it's probably on his Wikipedia, so you can skirt around that.
There you go.
I thought that was, are you confusing him with the principal from Ferris Bueller?
Yeah,
no.
I got busted
for a bunch of porn.
Right. No, I didn't know this about Pee Wee either, but I saw there was a documentary about him that was on, and I watched it, and they talked about it. I was like, what?
Documentary. I love that documentary. It's wrong all the time. I love that. Documentary, something I would say. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't remember that.
I know.
Everybody's afraid to. Are you Googling child porn, Nick?
I'm on his Wikipedia page.
Don't do that, by the way. Don't do that, man. Right. Paul Rubens. Pornography charge. Maybe you can do that. Yeah, that might show up.
Oh, 2001.
Sounds like it was a part of a porn collection, and there might have been like inadvertently some things.
Yeah, it was a wild thing.
He had Pee Wee Herman had to register his address with the sheriff's office.
He pleaded that down. He pleaded it down.
What'd he do? What's to say he did?
His home was raided, and pornographic material involving minors was reported to be discovered in his possession. The following year, he turned himself in on a misdemeanor charge of possessing materials depicting children under the age of 18. In 2004, the misdemeanor case was dropped when he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge.
Fined $100, 3 years of probation. Oh, and he had to register, so he had to
go around,
knock on doors.
Last year, wasn't it?
Past couple years he died, right? Okay, all right.
Pee-wee Herman shows up on your Ring camera to introduce himself.
Dressed like that.
Let you know. Yeah,
I never watched. Like Pee-wee Herman. Yeah. I never watched it when I was a kid. It creeped me out.
Yeah,
like I didn't like his voice.
I never watched the show. I saw the movies.
Yeah,
I saw the movie.
I remember people being freaked out about sitting on the chair that was alive.
Right.
That was about it.
Well, when you guys were kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Large Marge scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Died last summer.
Yeah, the couch. No,
Pee-wee.
Oh, you said Larry.
Or Paul Rubens, if you want to call him by his actor name.
Happy 420 on Saturday, by the way. Austin Anderson hanging out with us.